No matter their race, income, English proficiency, or disability, No Child Left Behind required all children to be proficient in reading and math by 2014. Prior to 2002, critics opined that a strong federal role was needed because states and school districts failed to enforce education standards. 10 years later, many feel the law has done nothing more than create a routine of annual testing, with schools teaching to test. Schools, including some in Colorado, have been closed because they couldn't meet requirements of the law. Children from failing schools have been bused to higher performing institutions. Even though, as a parent, I supported its passage, I felt it only partially addressed the problems confronting America's K-12 education system. I thought we needed a No Family Left Behind law. America's problems, such as low expectations, lack of respect for others, and diminished personal responsibility, all revolve around the family. And until we accept that a healthy family is the key to many of our problems, anything we do only acts as a band-aid to the larger problem. Parents are the children's first teachers. Hence, our public schools must find a way to fully engage them in their children's education. This parent strongly believes that the key to fulfillment of a human potential resides in higher education. That's why I belong to an organization that brings African women of science to the U.S. to obtain their PhD training. They return to Africa to start families, teach, and become tomorrow's African leaders. They are here precisely because I believe the American university system is the envy of the world. But its excellence, until now, has been married to a healthy K-12 school system, which has acted as the source of good students. Were the source to shrivel, it will be reflected in our universities that produce our thinkers, teachers, legislators, and inventors. Which brings me back to our K-12 quandary. All across America, successful schools have found ways for administrators, teachers, and parents to work together for their children's education. No matter what new variations to the No Child Left Behind law we come up with, our job is to find ways that have worked elsewhere and are appropriate for our community and our particular school population. I know the world's best brains are looking at our American education system with envy and with a desire to copy it.